Let us pray. Father God, we thank you this morning. We bless your holy name, God of glory. We thank you for the word that you have given me for your people this morning. Father, I will speak not with enticing words of men's wisdom, but in demonstration of your power and your spirit, that the faith of your people will be based on your power and your spirit, and that we will be careful to give you and you alone for everything you're doing today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
You are blessed to be here this morning, by the way. Amen. I'm going to start with a question.
Mama, could you speak up so we can, I want to be able to hear you in the back here.
I want to start with a question. Is that better?
Thank you.
What is the human condition that is a $1 trillion a year health problem that people have in the U.S.?
I would think it's depression.
What is the specific health question?
It is a health condition.
Health condition?
Yes. Okay. But it costs the U.S. about $1 trillion a year.
I'd say cancer.
It is a factor in the 6 leading causes of death in the U.S.
Heart problems?
It is also a factor. It is also a factor in an estimated 75 to 90% office visits.
The common cold. The flu.
Stress.
You were right. She was right.
Stress. Everyone got it. But the unfortunate part of it is that Christians also got it. Christians go through stress. And you ask the question, why? We're going to answer why. If it's actually necessary to look into why. But I think what we'll be more interested in, how do we get rid of stress? Reduce it or eliminate it altogether in our lives? I have some scientific research. Again, we don't go by the report of the world, right?
Amen.
If it doesn't back up the word of God, if it's not, then we discard it. But this is amazing. God is so wise. I'm telling you. Do you know the number one medicine for stress? Who knows? Take a guess.
You mean pharmaceutical or alcohol?
The Bible calls it medicine as well.
Oh.
It's joy.
Yeah. Joy.
I'm glad we're all laughing, so we can laugh, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Because when you laugh and laugh really well, belly laugh, you are reducing stress. A research in 2010 found that joy is a great cure for stress.
Amen. Yes, it is.
And actually some hospitals like Mayo Cancer Center of Ohio, they actually try to use it They don't just use medication only. They try to kind of make their patient comfortable and kind of get them to focus on rejoicing. And there is a big difference between those who embrace that mindset of rejoicing, the rate of their healing, to those who don't. In fact, they say it makes a big difference between who get healed of cancer, who get healed of heart disease. And guess what? Even here, when you receive your healing, you've been prayed for. Someone had prayed for you, or you pray for yourself, and you're believing God for your full manifestation, the full manifestation of your healing. The joy in your heart can actually determine the rate at which the healing manifests. How much does joy cost? Nothing. And you know, God gave it to us. Proverbs 17:22. You know what that place says? It says, a merry heart does good like medicine. A merry heart does good like medicine. A broken spirit, in fact, if you read it in different versions, one of them says it makes you sick. The title of my message this morning is Joy for Healing and for Health. The joy that God has given us is for healing and for health. As a matter of fact, God's first priority for us is not actually healing. It is divine health. How many of us will say amen to that? 3 John, right? Has only one verse, one chapter. Verse 2, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and do what? And be in health. As your soul prospers, I can see some of us going, oh my God. Yeah. His priority actually is for us to walk in divine health. Yes, he made provision for divine healing. Nothing can take that away from us. Amen. Nothing, absolutely nothing. Okay? Because that's how much he loves us. He knows we're going to mess up, we're not going to maintain our health. So he made provision for plan B. So divine healing is actually God's plan B. He wants us to walk in health. And he made provision for us to be able to maintain our health. How did he do it? Turn with me to Matthew 4:4. And I will ask anybody who finds it first to read it. Matthew 4:4. Luke 4:4 says the same thing. Deuteronomy 8:3 says exact same thing. You find it, sir?
Matthew 4:4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Amen. Man shall not live by bread alone. Now, if you want to be healthy, because again, when we talk about divine health, it means both physical and spiritual, right? And when we're talking about our divine health naturally, we think about what? Food, right? We think about not junk food, but nutritious food, right? Right? Hopefully, that's what we're doing. Praise Jesus. You know, but God is saying here, man shall not live by bread alone. And the bread here, you, all of us understand it to mean food, right? Man shall not live by food alone. Why? Because he knows that you're going to face things in this world that kind of undermine the effect of nutrition in your body. Don't live, don't try to live by food alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Now, your question will be, what has that got to do with joy, right? Who knows? What's the connection? Do you know they are connected? Praise Jesus. Jeremiah 15, 16. A long time ago, when the Lord gave me that verse of the Bible, I screamed and I jumped and I jumped and I screamed. You know, again, if you find it, you read it. I can read it, you know. Jeremiah 15, 16, it says, thy word were found, and I ate them. Jeremiah 15, 16. Your word were found, and I ate them. And they became what? Joy and rejoicing of my heart. I found your word. They became joy and rejoicing of my heart. So when you eat physical food, like Pastor is eating, that food will go into your body, right? And break down. Give you protein, give you fat, give you carbohydrate for energy and all of that. When you eat the word of God, when you get the revelation in the word of God, the evidence that you got it is joy.
Wow.
That's how the word breaks down. Because you go, I can sleep. What? Nothing can touch me now. That's what the word of God said. I'm telling you. There's this lady in Nigeria. It's more than 7 years ago. She was just doing a regular Bible study and came across in the Word of God, I believe it's Isaiah 60, where it says there will be no violence in your house. And she started rejoicing. It hit her. Later on that day, news came that her husband died in an auto accident. He says, that will never happen because the Lord told me this morning that there will be no what? Violence in my house. He said, I don't care what you guys are saying. It's not happening. That man was in the mall for 3 days. Rehan Bonke was in town. The woman insisted on taking the cops to Rehan Bonke's meeting. That man came back to life. Why? Not because of Rehan Bonke. I want you to understand this. But this woman found the word of God and she ate them. Amen. And they became a joy and a rejoicing in her heart. And she refused to let go.
Hallelujah.
Based on what the word of God said. Sometimes we get so familiar with the word of God that when we hear, you know, He took my infirmity and bore my sicknesses. I know that. But if it doesn't come in a way where you have it as substance of thing hoped for, the joy is the substance of thing hoped for, the evidence of thing not yet seen. You're rejoicing. Somebody is saying, you are awful happy this morning. Say, yes, because the Lord said, he took my infirmity and he bore my sicknesses. It should call for joy, shouldn't it?
Yes.
But that's not what we do. Sometimes we want to look dignified. You know, we go, that's her personality. That's not my personality. Excuse me. You know, Jesus Christ, it's in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, verse 9. Jesus had more joy than all his fellows. Do you know that? When you find the word of God, when the word of God ministers to you, if you haven't grasped it to the point where you feel satisfied, you feel peace, you feel joy, you might want to ask the question, is this word of God mine yet? Stay with it until it begins to, because it's supposed to produce joy. Your word did I find, and I ate them. I ate them.
Yeah.
Chew on it.
Yes.
Swallowed it.
Yes.
Stayed with it.
Yes.
Until it began to produce joy and rejoicing in my heart. Because God will be unrighteous to want us to be in health without giving us a means of remaining healthy. When I was graduating from Bible school, the last month before I graduated, I went into fasting and praying. Actually, I was praying for my classmates. But God did speak to me. And when he spoke, I was kind of shocked. I was like, really? Isn't that your job? He said, take care of your health. I said, God, isn't that your job to take care of my health? If you're like me, you know, actually, honestly, I said, isn't that your job? And when God speaks, you know, if you start asking some of those foolish questions like I was asking, you don't hear anything, right? And I started taking care of my health. I knew that it was our responsibility. If we live by the word of God, we will. It's not optional. We will not only heal faster, mm-hmm. not only manifest the healing that we have received, but we will also walk in health.
Amen.
One of the things that I want to lay down this morning is not only just give you the benefits of walking in divine health, but also showing you how you can walk daily in the joy of the Lord. Can somebody say, I am going to walk daily in the joy of the Lord?
Yes.
I want to hear you say it.
I'm going to walk daily in the joy of the Lord.
And it will cost you nothing.
Yes. Amen.
Absolutely nothing. Is God faithful?
Yes.
Is he the same yesterday, today, and forevermore? Even when the enemy throws that fairy dart at you, is God still faithful at that moment?
Yes.
Praise Jesus Christ.
Yes, sure.
So that says that I have the capacity to walk daily in the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
If you doubt it, how many of us have Holy Ghost inside of us? Praise Jesus Christ. What does Galatians 5:22 say? The fruit of the Spirit is love, what?
Joy.
So we have it. We have it. We have it. It's just for us to know that we need to use it. Because having something and not knowing how to use it are two different things altogether. You know, my prayer today is that you will not only know that you have it, but also know how to use it on a daily basis. Because there is a place called there. I forgot to bring down my plaque. She traveled recently to a youth conference and she brought me a plaque. It's written,
a place called there, because she knows I talk about that place called there. Before I say this, what I want to say next, I don't want you to think that I am not sensitive to some of the things you go through on a daily basis. I don't want you to ever think that way. Because I belong to this world also, right? I'll change that. I am in this world, but I am not of this world, amen. Right? Yeah. So I do go through stuff too. But I have learned that it came to pass. It's one phrase in the King James Bible that I attach to every problem that comes. It came. What is it doing? It's passing. It didn't come to stay. There are 450 something it came to passes in the Bible. You can use two for each day. And when it came, it's here, but it's on its way out. Are you listening?
Yes.
I don't care what the situation is. I don't care what that thing is that the enemy is throwing your way. It came to do what? It's on his way. Anytime you see it, it's on his way out. When you have that attitude towards any and everything, it's not possible. Satan will have to go get help to get you down.
Amen.
Not only does joy help you to maintain your health and heal faster, according to Isaiah 12, verse 3. It says, with joy do you draw water out of the wells of salvation. They didn't talk about well. He said wells of salvation. We have all these things that God has given us that we rattle down that is in the atonement, right? The Bible is telling you that with joy you shall appropriate those things to yourself, one after the other. I don't care what that thing is. Sometimes we get so spiritual, quote unquote, that we think that it's in looking serious and that we hear from God.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so funny because thank you, my sister. It's not, no. God will get to you. He will. And you know, actually, you're glorifying the Lord when you're joyful. Do you know that? Because of time. Isaiah 61, verse 3.
Yeah.
He gave them joy for mourning. Oil of joy for mourning, garment of praise for the spirit of what? Heaviness. That they, those who are now happy, might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that God might be what? Glorified. That when you're rejoicing in the face of difficulty, you're glorifying God. That's when God takes glory. So don't think you're doing God a favor by not looking at your situation in a way that it helps you. You have to. For two reasons. One, to glorify God Almighty. But the second reason is a word I coined. Health fish. Selfish. You have to look at things with the eyeglasses of health fish. How will I look at this situation so that it does not affect my emotion in a way that will not affect my health? Every situation has a corner to it that you can look at it and say, you came to pass. I'm not going to allow you to affect my emotion, and you are certainly not getting to my health.
Can you repeat that?
Every situation has a corner to it that you can look at and say, you have come to pass. You are not going to affect my emotion, and certainly I'm not giving you access to my health. That is what it means to be health fish in your decisions about how to respond to the lies of the devil. Praise Jesus. Another one that I want to bring out, benefit, which is where we have been, but I wanted to kind of expand on that a little bit more. It's found in Nehemiah 8:10. The C part of it.
What was the book?
Nehemiah. Chapter 8, verse 10.
Nehemiah.
Thank you, sir. Nehemiah, chapter 8, verse 10. And Nehemiah continued, go and celebrate with a feast of rich food and sweet drinks and share gifts of food with people who have nothing prepared. This is a sacred day before our Lord. Don't be dejected and sad, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord is what? Your strength. Strength for what? Strength for what?
Whatever I need.
For whatever you need. You know, there are many Hebrew words in the Bible that are interpreted strength. But the particular one that is interpreted strength here is a place of safety. Is a place of safety, according to the concordance. Is a place of safety. You run into it and you are safe. So joy is somewhere you run into. And a buffer is created around you that nothing is hitting. You're going through fire. There is no smell of smoke on you. One of my students asked me a while back, Miss O, I said, yes. Do you have problems? I said, sure. He said, no, you don't understand what I mean. I mean, do you have problems? I said, yeah, everybody got problem. I thought that's the definition of problem. This is everybody has, right? He said, no, you don't understand. I mean, do you have real problem? I said, what are you getting into? He said, I have never seen you down any day for this number of years I have been in this program. I said, the last time I checked, Jesus didn't stop being the Lord. And as long as he's still the Lord, no, nothing will steal my joy for more than 2 seconds. It might take it to 2 minutes. It might take it to 5 minutes. But I have even come to a place, Pastor was talking the other day and said, I don't tell you what I have not lived. Are you listening to me? And not only have I lived this, I have taught women who also lived it, and they saw. Because when, if it's only you, you would think he is specially anointed. No, it's universal. And that's my prayer for you today, that you will come to that place where I don't care what that thing is. You have 24 hours in one day. And somebody cut in your front of you while you're driving, that day it steals your whole day? Heck no! Am I touching something there? You know, or your husband, because the closest people are to us, the more we feel what they do, right? Your husband or your wife, they do something and you cry 24 hours, but it may have been something they said, and it may have been 1 second, and you go, really, did he say that? Yeah, if I have opportunity to go ask him what he means, I'm going to ask him. But guess what? No, he is not going to steal the rest of the day from me. I refuse. It's the day the Lord has made. I made up my mind to do what? To rejoice. It's a gift that God has given me. So this strength is a place of safety where you run into. And when you run into that place, everybody will be looking at you like, shouldn't she be mad? Shouldn't he be mad? No, there's a place called there. Where you run into, when you run into that safety net of God, your health is preserved and you heal faster. And you're actually in a better mindset to do what? I don't really have enough time to share testimonies with you. The day the Lord called me to ministry, I was ejected from a place I was staying temporarily. Kicked out. And I'm going to cut it short. I had a choice to make. Do I go rejoicing? Or do I dwell on what did I do? What didn't I do? Because I asked those questions and I didn't get any answer. I lay down and I started praising the Lord. Amen. I praised the Lord so hard that I was caught up. Literally caught up. And that was the day the Lord gave me I couldn't sleep. Joy. I was so overfilled with joy that I could not sleep. I saw myself on a mountaintop. And it was like there were human beings all over this mountain. I had a torch that is like an Olympic torch. And mine had flame in it. Other people had torch, but there was no light. Within a space of a few minutes, everybody was coming in to get light. And before you know it, there was light all over the place. I got up just dancing and rejoicing. And I'm sure the people would think they did something good for me because I couldn't share it with anybody. Meanwhile, while I was dancing over here, an angel went to my husband and woke him up. Pray for your wife. While I was dancing over there, having fun with God here, my husband was busy praying on the other end. First thing in the morning, he showed up where I was staying. He said, what's going on? I said, the Lord is good. Well, I have to move because he saw my stuff, and we left. Just tell me, do you think that situation would have happened that way if I went in grumbling and complaining? And to God alone be the glory. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. The Bible says if you faint in the day of adversity, he said your strength is small. Proverbs 24:10. If you faint on the day of adversity, your what? Your strength is small. And the strength that he's talking about here is actually not the joy, the word that's translated joy. It's actually, you can break it down to mean faith. Faith. If you faint on the day of adversity, your faith is under attack. It's small. You know the verse in Ephesians 3:20, you know, according to the power that works in us. According to the power that works in us. So when those things come, when those things hit you and you faint because you believe, the world has told us, psychology has told us, you have to live it through. Don't live in denial. No, I am denying this natural one and I'm living who I am in the spirit. I'm not going to rehearse the things that happen here because I belong, I'm in this world, but I am not. I'm a citizen of heaven. I'm an ambassador here. Right? That is one part of psychology that is so against the word of God. They want you to live it through. They want you to go through it, talk about it, have it at the forefront of your head. Meanwhile, your emotion, negative emotion is building up. And it's stacking up against your health and your healing. That can be good. That cannot do what? It can be good. So you must say no to it. Right? How do you walk daily in the joy of the Lord? How? Who knows? Share with me.
Keep his word in front of your face.
Amen. That's a good one.
Praise him all the time.
Amen. Amen. Constantly. Yeah. Attitude of gratitude. Attitude of what? Gratitude. Gratitude to God and gratitude to man. Research reports are telling us you cannot be grateful to someone about something and be sad at the same time. There are two mutually exclusive things that cannot be going on in your heart at the same time.
Excellent point.
You cannot be grateful, filled with a heart of gratitude, and be sad at the same time. Those two cannot coexist together. They are like light and darkness. Attitude of gratitude. When God says in everything, give him thanks. Now you know why. Because he knows you will not be sad. Right? If you're thanking him about that situation. Yes, yes, that situation. Yes, I mean, yeah, that one. Yeah, I mean, that particular one. Yes, yeah, yeah, I know. That particular one. You got to give him thanks. Because it's only in thanking him that your heart becomes open to the Lord.
Amen.
You know, when I first got born again, I don't know what led me to go study this out. But I wanted to know, the commandments of the Lord, is it for his own good? You know, does he make God bigger? Does he make him mightier? Does he make God more God than he is already? When he commands us to do something, when he says, thank me in everything, what does that do for God? He doesn't add any extra feather on his heart, any extra medal, right? Then I found Deuteronomy 6:24, I believe it is. Also, all the command of God is for your good always. Whether you see it or you don't, it is for your good. Our job is to do what? Obey it. And it's only in obeying it that you will see it. Jesus Christ said it, I believe it's in John 17, 7:17. Where he said, when you try this word that I'm telling you, you will find out if I'm telling you the truth or not. But if you haven't tried it, don't come and tell me the word doesn't work. Amen. Don't do that. It's for our good always. Always. Not some of the time, not 99.99% of the time. It is for our good always when we obey the word of God. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say what?
Rejoice.
Didn't Jesus Christ know that his disciples were going to be troubled when he said, let not your heart be troubled? He was about to get crucified, right? He knows we're in this world, but he said, rejoice. He knows, because that's how we can come out of what the enemy intended for that thing that he threw your way. I will close with Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 47 and 48. You can read the whole thing, but the day the Lord gave me that scripture, it was like, if you don't serve the Lord with joyfulness of heart and gladness of heart for all things, he said, you will serve your enemy. Anytime you're serving somebody, you make the choice. Are you going to serve the enemy or are you going to serve the Lord? If you are not serving the Lord with joyfulness, he says with joyfulness. He didn't say man, he said with joyfulness. If you are not doing that, you will do what? You will serve your enemy. And if you go and read all the way you serve the enemy, sadness and depression and all of that, you'll find them on that list. My dear brothers and sisters, today...
What is it? What did you just say?
My dear brothers and sisters.
Say it again.
My dear brothers and sisters.
Oh, sorry.
You know, the point I'm making this morning... Usually healing school, healing class is, we learn how to receive healing, we learn how to walk in divine health, and how to minister health to healing to other people, you know. But today I just wanted to focus on you receiving your healing, maintaining your healing, manifesting your healing, and walking in divine health. If you grab what I have shared with you this morning, I'm telling you, you too, will be walking daily in the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
The heart of gratitude. And what heart of gratitude does for you is that you turn your back on the very thing that the enemy wants you to focus on.
Amen.
Because when you're thanking the Lord and praising him for the whole thing, you are not thinking about the thing anymore, right? God loves us so much. And he made all provision for us. If only we can just obey him and listen. And I know we are obeying him. But sometimes some of these things just slip us off. Because I know I reminded some of us, all of us are seasoned Christians, right? I reminded some of us what you already know. I'm sure you are going now. Hey, now I'm going to do it. And if you didn't know it, it works. It works. Attitude of gratitude. Once you get into that, your back is on the enemy wants you to focus on. I was going to share testimony of how he healed me of depression, but we don't have enough time for that. The point is, praise Jesus Christ. Pastor, yeah.
If you would like to share it, and if you would like to stay in here, we'll extend the class for you all. Okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
I have to leave.
Okay. So.
Thank you.
Because sometimes it's good for you to see practical, you know. It's more than 12 years now. I will go to the doctors, and I'm complaining about things that were going on. And the doctors were like, we don't see anything. Until one day I came in into my physician's office, and the ladies who were over the counter were chatting. Somehow I noticed they were talking about me. So I walked up to them and I said, are you talking about me? So one of them said, as a matter of fact, yes. You know, I said, what's the problem? He said, the doctor said what is wrong with you is in your mind, is in your head. I said, what does that mean? He says, you're going through depression. I said, me? He said, yeah, depression. I said, God forbid. He said, yes, we have seen your likes. That more Christians come here depressed. Because they won't do what others go to do. I became saddened, not because of me. But I, if you know me, I'm an apologetic. You know, don't say anything against my Christianity, you know, and my brothers and sisters. So that's kind of saddened me. And when I went home and read up on depression and looked up a couple of things, I actually confirmed from what they said that it was depression. I said, no, I'm going to be healed. Went to another doctor just for a second opinion. And he said, yeah, and there's medication for it. I said, will the medication cure it? He said, no. I said, okay. If it won't cure it, so I'm just going to take this medication just for... He said, so you won't have, you know, you'll be happy and all of that. I had a decision to make. I made the decision that I was going to trust the Lord.
Amen.
Last Sunday, I talked about the day Pastor Jim was teaching. I was talking about, you know, how I will write letters to the Lord. Because if you have been depressed before, if you have gone through depression before, your brain is like taking over completely. You know, you'll be thinking about death and about every single thing. If somebody says good morning in the morning, it doesn't sound good morning. It sounds like a curse. You know what I mean? Your mind is just messed up. And I found myself, if I kneel down to pray, you know, I'm supposed to be praying, I start complaining. Then I shut my brain down. I started, I will write my prayers. Dear God, please bypass my brain. Please bypass my brain. Don't look at what is going on in my brain. It was like I was doing everything I know to do so that I can come out of that. You know, I started saying thank you. Started rejoicing. That is on purpose. Even... You know, I do something for somebody. They are supposed to say thank you to me. Before they could say thank you, I've already said thank you to them. And I said, no, I'm supposed to say thank you to you. I said, that's fine, but you allow me to do it. Thank you anyways, because I am fighting and struggling to get back. The day it went away, I couldn't tell you. I woke up one morning and I found out my brain was cleared. And I did not take medication one day. Not one day. And God helped me to snap out of it. You know. And what did I use? Just these principles that I shared with you this morning. It works. It works. It makes a difference. In fact, I have research reports. You know, I have references. Scientific research that have been done about the value of joy in our health. I have them. I have the references. You can go and read them yourself. We don't follow their report, but I only included them because God already said it, right? God already said it. So I thank the Lord for his word this morning. Again, I don't know if you have any questions. If you do, the time is up. If not... prayer ministers. I would like to have you now. So anyone who needs prayer can come and get prayer.